Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tina in the Tax Quips forum with this convoluted question. She says, a person has resided in the same one-family residence for the last 10 years without any children or wife. This person was bound into an estate contract to sell his residence for $800,000 in November of 2011 when his tax basis in the residence was $425,000. However, the person died in December 2011, leaving his CPA as executor of his estate. The CPA didn't consummate the sale until February 2012. So my question is, can the homeowner's exclusion be used to reduce income taxes owed to the IRS? Well, Tina, first of all, I think you're talking about the personal residence exclusion. I'm just guessing here. The homeowner's exclusion is a reduction in property tax from the property tax assessor. Let's move on to the sale. The residence was sold after the person died, right? At the date of death, the fair market value of the estate was $800,000, and you can prove this because there was already a binding contract to buy the house for that amount. So, when it sold in February, it was sold for $800,000, and because of the death, the tax basis was $800,000. It got a step up on the date of death. So there's no gain or loss, except perhaps a loss from the selling costs and fees. See? You don't even need to worry about the personal residence exclusion or capital gains taxes. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about sales after death and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.